Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the third parak of Maseches Beitza. Today we are learning Parak Gimel Mishnah Beis and Parak Gimel Mishnah Gimel. We continue learning the halachos as they pertain specifically to meat on Yom Tov, to trapping animals on Yom Tov, and so on. Now, as we discussed previously, items that one does not anticipate using on Yom Tov are considered to be mukta, and they may not be used or moved on Yom Tov. Now, for this reason, animals living in the wild at the start of Yom Tov are considered to be mukta, even if they become caught in a trap on Yom Tov itself. That being said, animals that had been caught in a trap before Yom Tov are not considered to be mukta, then they're considered to be mukta, and they're considered to be prepared if one intended to use them on Yom Tov. And the Mishnah is going to discuss what may be done with animals that are found in traps on Yom Tov. Says the Mishnah, Mitzodos chayav of v'dagim, sha'asan me'er of Yom Tov. If traps for wild animals, birds, and fish were set before Yom Tov, lo yitol mehen b'yom tov el'im kein yodeya shenitzodo me'er of Yom Tov. You're not allowed to take the animals that were caught in them from these traps on Yom Tov unless he is 100% sure that they were caught before Yom Tov, in which case he would be able to take them and shech them and eat them on Yom Tov. However, if one is unsure when they were caught, then they are usur, seemingly according to this opinion, because they may be mukta, and the prohibition of mukta applies even to cases of doubt, at least according to the Tanakhama. It was the Bar Tanur explained, even though mukta is only a din midirabbanan, which means that usually when it comes to din midirabbanan rabbinic laws, we apply the concept of safik dirabbanan lakula, that if there's a doubt, if there's a safik, when it comes to a rabbinic law, we are going to be makel, we're going to be lenient, so based on that we should be lenient here. Nevertheless, according to this Tana, the Chachamim were strict when it came to mukta, and therefore prohibited even in cases of safik, even in cases of doubt, despite the general principle of Safek Derabanan Lakula. However, Rabbi Gamliel clearly disagreed with this, as we're about to see in the following story. There was a story in which a certain non-Jew brought fish to Rabbi Gamliel and Yontif. Rabbi Gamliel simply did not know whether these fish had been caught on or before Yom Tov, says the Mishnah of Amar Mutarin Hain. But Rabbi Gamliel said, he said that these fish are 100% permitted, they may be moved, Elish in return of the Kabbal Imenu, but I don't wish to accept a gift from this particular person. He didn't like this non-Jew for whatever reason, didn't want to take a gift from him. But regardless, he made it very clear that he would hold the Safek Derabanan Lakula would apply to mukta if it's a situation of doubt where you don't know was the animal caught before Yontif or not. Said Rabbi Gamliel, you can take the animal, you can shecht it and eat it on Yontif, and assume that it was hopefully caught before Yontif. Continuing now with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Now, although one is allowed to perform the melachos of shechita, slaughtering, and bishul, cooking on Yom Tov in order to prepare food for that day, one is not allowed to do these melachos in order to prepare food for after Yom Tov. Nevertheless, there are times when the Chachamim did allow people to do these melachos even when their intention is really not for the sake of Yom Tov, and we're going to discuss exactly when that is allowed and how that works. Says the Mishnah, Behema Misukanis, if an animal is in danger of dying on Yom Tov and the owner wishes to slaughter it, that its meat is not going to become Nevela, that if an animal that dies without being properly shechted is there, so it is considered to be nevela. It's not allowed to be eaten. It has to be fed to the dogs and so on. It's not allowed to be eaten by a Jew. Says the Mishnah, what to do in such a case? Lo yishchot, he may not slaughter it. Elaim ken yishahus b'yom le'achol mimena kezayis tzali. Unless, says the Tanakhama, there is enough time remaining in the day to eat an olive-sized piece of roasted meat from it, as Rashi points out, roasted because that's the quickest way to cook it. And since it is impossible to eat any of the meat unless the animal is actually shechted, eating even this small amount is enough to justify the shechting of the entire animal. Now, on a midaraisa level, if there is time to eat even one small olive-sized piece of meat before the end of the day, then it is allowed to slaughter the animal, even if the meat is not actually eaten that day. And this is based also on a pretty well-known concept called ho'il. You might hear people just say the word ho'il, but it actually stands for a little bit of a longer Aramaic phrase of ho'il v'imakle le'orchim, which means that since if guests were to arrive who had not yet eaten, meaning to say, because there's just simply a possibility that food might be used that day, that's enough to permit doing the malachos involved in permitting the, in preparing the food. So you can shach the entire animal, because perhaps this time of the day where guests are going to come, they haven't eaten, they're going to want food, and that allows you under such circumstances to cook the food and perhaps rely on the fact that someone might come and eat a portion of the food. However, if the animal is perfectly healthy, he can't slaughter it unless he has not yet eaten and truly intends to eat his meat as part of this yontif meal. You can't rely on hoel unless there's a really serious situation, again like here, where the animal is dying, and otherwise you're going to lose all of the food. Continuing in the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva says that filu kazayis chai mi beis tvichasa. Rabbi Akiva said that he can slaughter the dying animal even if there is only enough time to eat an olive, a piece of raw meat from the spot of where it shechted, meaning to be from its neck. According to Rabbi Akiva, he does not require that there be enough time to cook the meat or even roast the meat or skin it and so on, as long as there is enough time, as the Bar Tanura points out, left in the day to cut a piece of meat out of the neck where the meat is already exposed from the cut made during the Shechita, eat it raw. It would be allowed in such a situation to slaughter the dying animal, but as the Bar Tanura points out, the halacha is not like Rabbi Akiva in this regard. Finishing off the Mishnah, Shchata Basada, if he slaughtered the dying animal out in the field, and although the Chachamim allowed slaughtering this animal, since he would normally be forbidden to do so, and was allowed to do it only because of the potential loss, he's not allowed to act in a way that attracts attention to him, and therefore carrying an animal on a pole or stretcher, as we're about to see, is which requires at least two people, thereby causes other people to notice, which isn't going to be allowed, and that's what the Mishnah says. Lo yiviena b'mota v'mota. He can't carry it back to his house on a pole or on a stretcher, because this is going to attract too much attention to what he's doing, and it's going to be disrespectful to the honor of Yom Tov. Aval mevi biyado evarim evarim bo, he can bring it limb by limb and his hands cut into pieces, even though this will require several trips. That's better than having numerous people involved in what is going on over here. Quick review, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis, taught us number one, that if traps for wild animals, birds, fish, and so on were set before Yontif, we're not sure. We find an animal on Yontif trapped. Was it trapped on Yontif? Was it trapped from before Yontif? We don't know. So according to the first opinion, the first Tana of our Mishnah, you're not allowed to shecht or touch such an animal until after Yontif. It's considered to be Mukta. However, Rabbi Gamliel disagreed and said, no, Safik Durabban Lakula, it's a situation of Mukta, or Mekil, we're lenient when it comes to doubts in Dine de Midurabban and rabbinic laws, and therefore we would allow you, and if you're really unsure whether it was caught before Yontif or not, or on Yontif, we would allow you, in fact, to eat it and shecht it on Yontif itself. And then Perek Gimel Mishnah Gimel discuss a situation where you might even be allowed to shecht an animal when you don't really necessarily fully need it on Yontif. In that situation, where you have a dying animal that you don't want it to become a nevela, and we said that he's not allowed to slaughter it unless there's enough time remaining in the day for him to eat an olive-sized piece of roasted meat from it, according to the Tanakam, according to Rabbi Akiva, just a small raw piece of its neck. We happen to not hold that way, so we would assume there has to, generally speaking, be enough time for him to eat an olive-sized piece of it, and the concept of ho'il v'makli le'orchim comes to teach us that maybe the rest of the animal will be eaten by guests who hopefully show up. But again, we only rely on that in this specific situation where the animal's about to die. We don't really have a choice other than to do this or lose all of its meat. And the Mishnah concluded by telling us that if he shechted the dying animal out in the field, so he should not carry it back to the house in a pole or on a stretcher and so on, because that's going to have too much attention attracted to it. It's going to be disrespectful to the kavod of Yom Tov, and therefore he should bring it back limb by limb, one by one, even if he has to cut it into pieces and make multiple trips and be engaged in extra tircha, extra work. It's worth it to not engage in this act, which might be damaging to the honor of Yom Tov. Have a great day.